much for headlines. There we go. It looks like it's recording now. But anyway, so often, really dramatic headlines grabs a lot of marketing dollars. And so when we look at that study, the one thing that really came to my mind first and foremost, anybody that has spent time looking at studies or has spent time in the scientific arena, there's one thing that we're taught very early, and that is a simple statement that says correlation does not imply causation. Correlation does not imply causation, and that simply means that much in the way that study was conducted, there, just as a few simple points, there were absolutely no supplements that were given during that study, zero. There were no omega-3 fatty acids nor any other fatty acid that was given during that study. In fact, it was nothing more than a compilation or review of blood work over a 7-year period of time that was like 1994 to 2003. And because of that blood work on multiple thousands of people, they found a few themes or common threads and said that, well, because of these common threads, then those might be tied to omega-3 fatty acids. Therefore, because we see that in these people, omega-3 fatty acids may cause prostate cancer. The analogy that I use would be much like if I said, let's take 1,000 people that has died over the last year. And if we look through those 1,000 people and happen to find out that 80% or 83% of those 1,000 people were God-fearing people, went to church every Sunday, read scriptures, followed all the principles and teachings and everything else, we could come to a conclusion then that says, well, 83% of these dead people went to church every Sunday, therefore having God in your life can increase your risk of death. Okay, that honestly is about the same type of reckless correlation that was made in this type of study. Folks, there are thousands upon thousands of studies that confirm very solidly that omega-3 fatty acids, that omega-6 and omega-9 fatty acids are extremely, extremely important and valuable in regards to our health and health improvement. So rather than spending time pointing out all the reasons why that study was not valid, I want to spend more time on the reasons why omega-3 fatty acids are, in fact, one of the other things that we here at Core Health Products now teach as a mandatory, everyday needed supplement. Up until just about a year and a half ago, we taught that every day, based on the research, that there were certain vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, and prebiotics, as well as enzymes. Those were the five categories that were needed every single day, and now we incorporate omega-3 fatty acids in there because of the direct and solid research and correlation between omega-3 in particular, balancing out the negative effects of the high amount of omega-6s that are being consumed each and every day. So with that, I want to bring in a good friend of mine, an expert in our industry, and that is Dr. Patrick Vickers. He's been on our calls before. If you've not had an opportunity to hear from Dr. Vickers, you're in for a real treat. He knows his stuff, has a very reputable clinic down in Mexico, works with cancer patients, and has unbelievable stories of success, has worked with some of the greatest scientists of all time. He is probably the leader in the Gerson therapy, which he'll talk a little bit about. But without any further information on him, Dr. Vickers, are you back on the line with us?
I am, but you're cutting in and out of being muted and clear. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, you're coming in very clear, though. So with that, let's go ahead and give us your thoughts, not only on that study. Like I said, I don't want to spend time on that study. They don't it doesn't even warrant us spending time on it. Let's talk more about the reasoning behind the need, the absolute need every day for good essential fatty acid supplementation. So go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, well, as you probably mentioned already, we use essential fatty acids at our clinic. They're absolutely vital. And why are they vital? Well, the whole secret to us reversing and preventing disease is proper oxygenation of tissues. We know that viruses, bacteria, cancer, they can't survive in highly oxygenated environments. That's been proven. Nobel Prize winner Otto Warburg proved that back in 1930. Well, what makes essential fatty acids so vital is that they make up our very cell membrane. They make up the membrane that is around the cell to protect the cell from things that aren't supposed to enter in there and things that are supposed to enter in there. And essential fatty acids, they have a special double bond structure. That double bond structure gives it the capacity to determine what can go into the cell and into the cell, what can come out of the cell and what can't come out of the cell. It's all based on the electrical potential that's created by the double bond structure of that essential fatty acid. But the most important thing that double bond structure gives that essential fatty acid and thus the cell membrane is the ability to draw oxygen into the cell. The whole secret to the Gerson therapy and our ability to reverse advanced terminal disease is the ability to fire up cellular metabolism, the production of energy on a cellular level, which absolutely requires oxygen. That's what makes oxygen so effective in preventing cancer, treating cancer, and also killing off viruses and bacteria. What it does is it enters the cell and it fires cellular metabolism and the production of energy, which the immune system needs that energy to rally an immune response and certainly to maintain a healthy immune system. So the double bond structure of flax oil, or in your case, krill oil, which is probably the best source of essential fatty acids that we have available to us today, that double bonded structure draws oxygen into the cell at the level of the cell membrane. And that's what makes it such a vitally important nutrient in our diet. Now, with that said, you've got
Before you go on, let me ask to clarify really. When you're talking about that high amount of oxygen, number one, and then you also said inside the cell, that is, in my mind, where the krill oil is so very important, because of the phospholipid form of this krill oil has such a higher absorption rate into the cell above and beyond the omega-6s and 9s, and then that double bond offers an increased oxygen. So in your mind, are we right in saying that the krill oil, a good omega-3 fatty acid from krill oil, is the most effective of the essential fatty acids?
Yeah, I would most definitely agree with that.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, I don't know where we were when we left off there, but anyway, what the essential fatty acid does is that double bond structure, it allows oxygen to enter, and that's what ultimately fires up the immune system and is able to keep cancer, viruses, bacteria at bay. But just as importantly, it's that double bond structure that gives the cell membrane to determine what should and what should not go into or leave that cell. And so that's why essential fatty acids must be an essential part of the diet. Now, with all fairness to that study, it's flawed. It's flawed because it doesn't go into the importance of essential fatty acids. One of the things that you need to be careful of with essential fatty acids, or any fats for that matter, that your omega-6s, your omega-9s, your omega-3s, is that they're, because of that double bond structure, they're very volatile. They're very sensitive. They're very vulnerable. What do I mean? Well, they're vulnerable to oxygen. Oxygen can break them down and oxidize them and can cause free radical formation if you're, one, taking too much of essential fatty acids, and two, if you're not getting enough antioxidants in your diet. ironically, in the cell membrane, naturally embedded in the cell membrane, are antioxidants. Those antioxidants are there specifically to protect the essential fatty acid, the double bond structure of the essential fatty acid. Because if they're not there, normal oxygen, normal daily processes of life can start to break down that essential fatty acid membrane and can start to destroy it and cause free radical damage to it. So if we're stuffing our bodies with essential fatty acids without getting equal amounts or comparable amounts of antioxidants into our body, we potentially could cause more damage than good, because we could cause a lot of free radical damage of those oils, and which could be technically carcinogenic. So in that study, if they were bombarding these patients' bodies with essential fatty acids without properly restoring the antioxidant content of their diets as well, then, of course, it could potentially cause cancer. But when essential fatty acids are given in conjunction with a high antioxidant intake, that is when you see the optimal protective results against cancer.
And I love hearing you say that, Doc, because that is one of the unique aspects of krill oil, and that's why we as a company chose to go with the krill oil, is because of that super high antioxidant, the astaxanthin that I'm going to have Liz talk about here in just a minute. But that antioxidant protects the omega-3 in there so that it doesn't oxidize in the way that you're talking about. That's something that omega-6 and 9 in fish oil form does not have, and that's the main reason behind that fishy smell is that oxidation of those fatty acids. So there again, krill oil is something that should be consumed on an absolutely everyday basis given the lifestyles and the world that we live in today. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's face it. People simply aren't getting the amount of essential fatty acids in their diet. 80% of their diet consists of the saturated bad fats, or they're being overloaded with too many omega-6s and omega-9s and not getting enough omega-3s. So beyond a shadow of a doubt, most people could probably take a handful of krill oil, and they're not getting enough essential fatty acids in comparison to the amount of saturated fats they're getting in their diet.
Yep. And that's where so much of the latest studies have come out. Dr. Oz and Mercola and some of those other additional doctors, they're coming out saying that, you know, this big craze of fish oil, omega-6, omega-9, all of that may in fact be causing and have been causing more damage than good, as you were saying, Doc, because that imbalance. We should have about a three to one fat ratio. And unfortunately in America today, the figures are showing about a 40 to 1 bad fat to good fat ratio. So we've got to get those omega-3s. Our 6s and 9 intake, as you just said, is so high, we don't need to worry about that. We need to really increase our omega-3s to get that up there, get that balance, because an imbalance causes those omega-6 to turn to cholesterol.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I've been in the natural health industry now for the last 15, 16 years. And we know that publicly these companies that produce fish oil will tell you how pure and unadulterated their products are. And by the time it goes from their processing into your mouth, that, you know, they are in their purest form and unadulterated. But behind closed doors, it is well known that privately they lament that they're not able to keep their fish oils in the purity state that they were extracted from, and it is because of that breakdown of the of the oil. Whereas, like you said, krill oil has that antioxidant in that and is able to maintain that structure much, much better.
Well, Doc, with that, and since we're talking about the some of the other factors in krill oil, I will tell you that I, for one, have changed the whole culture within my own family and my own customer base here locally, and that is that krill oil, you cannot hardly get enough and should be taken every single day. The research supporting using omega-3 specifically from krill oil for Alzheimer's, for ADD and ADHD or an eczema and so many of these other fatty acid-based issues, man, krill oil just has really been an answer to my prayers, both as a father and a husband and as a healthy individual, but also as a business owner that's trying to bring those principles to people like that are on this call and the people like who you're going to be speaking to this weekend up in Anchorage, Alaska. I know you've got a big event up there, which we're going to plug and talk about here in a minute. But before we go any further, let's have Liz talk a little bit about the specifics behind our omega-3s and the pharmaceutical grade and all those things and why it is such a valuable and vital part of an everyday diet that we're not getting in America today. So, Liz, are you, can you hear us?
Yes, I have been.
I appreciate that. I know you're busy and it's later back there where you're at, but take a few minutes here. And for those of you that don't know Liz Bailey is communications manager. She makes sure that all of our blogs and all of our articles and all of our research is clearly and easily dispersed out to everybody in the field through our magazines, through our blogs, and she does so much research and work on that part. But Liz, take a few minutes and share with us all of the detail about our krill oil and how unique that is.
Sure, absolutely. I know when we were initially looking at adding an essential fatty acid to our line, we scoured research, and the one that kept pinpointing to the absolute best was the krill oil. And so we sought out our supplier, which has the pharmaceutical grade krill. And krill, if most of you don't know, they're a very interesting looking creature, sort of in the crustacean family. They look sort of like shrimp. And they're found in the Antarctic waters, which is very interesting when it comes to looking at all the different oils. So much of the fish oil sold in the market today, especially the inexpensive ones that you can pick up at the drugstore, are tainted with different PCBs, possibly different toxins, mercury, very high levels. You just don't know what you're getting. And that's why the krill oil is so unique in that it is taken from the Antarctic, so it is devoid of any of those toxic metals. The waters are untainted, so you know that you're getting a very, very high quality. As well, on the green side of it, krill is extremely sustainable, and that was another aspect that we wanted to consider. When you look at the actual mass of krill, it's the food that feeds the whales, the penguins, the seals, and they are in the millions to billions. Actually, the weight of krill in the Antarctic actually weighs more than the entire human population, so staggering amounts of krill, which is why it is so sustainable, and one of the reasons why we chose it. Just like what Jane and Dr. Vickers has already reiterated, the structure of krill is very unique in that it is the phospholipid form. That is what allows it to be absorbed, readily absorbed, more than the fish oils, because that phospholipid form does not need to be fully broken down. The body already recognizes it as it's the similar makeup as the cell membranes, particularly the brain. That's why the krill oil is excellent for any individuals that suffer with ADD, ADHD, Alzheimer's, even anxiety and depression. We've had multitudes of testimonials come in on the krill oil for individuals who suffer with anxiety and even panic attacks. It has the ability to work with the brain properly and really helps to reduce those symptoms and stress for those individuals. So it's been a great, great help. And along with it being such a superior form of absorbability, as was already mentioned, it has that extremely crucial antioxidant astaxanthin, which is selling the care to my family. It's actually what gives the krill itself, as well as many other crustaceans like lobster and salmon, their red color. And the krill actually eat a phytoplankton that is what allows their makeup to be very high in astaxanthin. And what's unique about this antioxidant is that it can fight more than one free radical at a time. We like to think of it as sort of the octopus of antioxidants because it can combat multiple free radicals and without itself being neutralized. So it does have the potential to cross the blood-brain barrier and actually protect the brain even better and protect it as well from those continual free radical damage. So the potential of the antioxidant in it is amazing. It's about 550 times higher than vitamin E and possibly 800 times higher than vitamin C and even CoQ10. So the bioavailability of krill oil with that potent astaxanthin is just, it takes it to the next level. So as was already mentioned, you know, it is amazing at supporting the strength of the cell membrane and the mitochondria, as well as healthy cholesterol levels and the whole cardiovascular system. It's excellent for memory and focus and learning. I know with myself, I actually take 3 capsules of it, being as I started that way before my pregnancy, during my pregnancy, and now with nursing. I want to be able to give my baby the absolute best as he is growing and learning and brain developing. So I would definitely highly suggest that. And here's a good little tagline for you, Shan. I came up with this one. Krill a day keeps the other pills away. How about that?
I love it. I love it. And you actually say that you take 3 a day. I have spent so much time looking through the research and looking at all the different things that are out there, and right, wrong, and different. I will tell you, I take anywhere from 8 to 10 or 12 every single day, but a minimum of 8, and that goes back again to looking at how much omega 6 and 9, you know, those other fats that we're getting from the foods that we consume, and that imbalance. Omega-3s are very hard to get in adequate amounts unless you're getting them from a true form like our EFA. You simply cannot eat enough of the right kinds of fish to get enough omega-3s to balance out the risks of those other 6s and 9s. So I do take a lot, and I know without a doubt that it is and will pay off, because we're just seeing too many good fat deficiencies and imbalances out there. So, Liz, I appreciate you taking the time. You always bring such a wealth of knowledge, but you put it in a way for everybody to be able to understand when you put it out in the forms of fact sheets and blogs and all that. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Vickers, back to you. What your thoughts on anything that was said there?
Well, one thing she talked about was healthy cholesterol levels, and the reason why is one of the reasons why cholesterol accumulates in the body is because it doesn't break down until, I don't know, 102, 104 degrees, maybe even more. I don't know the exact details on that, but our bodies are 98.6. So at 98.6, cholesterol accumulates as a solid, and that's why it is such a major cause. Well, it is such a major factor in heart disease and arterial issues. Well, one thing about these essential fatty acids, excuse me, is that if you were to put them in a freezer, they won't freeze. Even at 32 or less degrees, they remain in a liquid state because of that special double bond structure that we've spoken about. And what happens is, when you take, this is my third interview today, believe it or not, and so my throat is just about to give out. Anyway, what happens when you take in these essential fatty acids, these oils, they will literally melt cholesterol into solution. They will take it from its solid state and convert it into a liquefied state so that the body can get rid of it, process it through the liver, and eliminate it. So it's highly, highly a potent medicine if you're suffering from heart disease or cholesterol issues.
Well, in addition, I'm so glad you brought that up because that ties right together with the second part of what we teach. And all of you on this call, you probably already know, and if you don't, you need to understand that I am enzymes. I have taught, learned from, educated on, used enzymes for over 20 years. Enzymes are required for the utilization or burning of every single nutrient. When we talk about cholesterol or triglycerides, Doc, you're exactly right when you talk about fats typically aren't broken down until above 100 degrees. They require very, very specific and unique fat-digesting enzymes. Different enzymes for cholesterol-type fats, different set of enzymes for triglyceride fats, different set of enzymes for other fats. The core EFAs, the raw form of krill oil, ironically has the broadest range of fat digesting enzymes. So for cholesterol to be reduced, it's very easy to say, well, we've got to burn more cholesterol. That cholesterol cannot be burned until we have the enzymes to first digest that cholesterol. And the good part is those enzymes are naturally occurring in krill oil. So the core EFAs as an absolute daily essential supplement to go along with the core pack or anything else you're doing, it is just vital for the digestion of not only cholesterol, but all of the other fats the body needs and wants to use as energy. And as Doctor, you said before, fat is one of our greatest sources of energy, only though after it is digested.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, and with that, Doc, let's talk very briefly and let you talk, if you would, about how much enzymes are important. And I don't want to get off the topic here, but it's such an important topic to you in your facility down in Mexico. And let's also talk about your website, because I know people would love to go there and learn more about you and your facility and all the unbelievable things that you do for the community and everything else. And your website is GersonTherapy.com, is that correct?
GersonTreatment.com.
GersonTreatment.com, that's right.
GersonTreatment.com, that's correct.
And they can, you guys can go there, see exactly what he does. But one of the things that impressed me and really what brought us together, Doc, is your protocol of using massive amounts of fruits and vegetables in their raw form. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you had your patients on 20 pounds of raw fruits and vegetables. So talk just a little bit about that. It shows how important enzymes are to what you do, whether it be fat digestion or cancer reduction risks or whatever the case might be.
Yeah, plain and simple, you wouldn't be able to reverse cancer if you didn't have an overabundance of enzymes in the system. I'll give you a classic example. When a woman's pregnant, in her second month of pregnancy, she gets a massive burst of pancreatic enzymes. Why? Well, we know that cancer is very similar to embryonic cells, and the reason why is because of their ability to rapidly divide. And what keeps those cells in check are enzymes, particularly when a woman's pregnant, pancreatic enzymes. As that egg is burrowing itself into the uterine wall, it's very rapidly dividing. And the woman gets that natural burst of pancreatic enzymes specifically to keep that thing in check until it can embed itself in the uterine wall. Now, if the woman does not get that natural burst of pancreatic enzymes, that egg that's burrowing itself into the uterine wall could end up penetrating the uterine wall and enter the systemic circulation. And if that were to occur, by the end of a pregnancy, a woman would be ravaged with cancer, plain and simple. And the sad reality is the people coming into our clinics today, the women, after having one or two children, ravaged with cancer. Why? Because they spent the first 25, 30 years of their life doing everything possible to destroy their pancreases, meat, dairy, all these refined foods that we're eating, totally depletes the pancreas' ability to produce enzymes at the critical time during pregnancy when it needs to. So in our clinic, in our therapy, we have massive amounts of pancreatic enzymes, massive amounts of digestive enzymes, because those enzymes literally destroy tumor and cancer tissue. And it also has the capacity to rebuild diseased tissue, broken tissue, and to break down diseased tissue so that it can rebuild new tissue. That's what enzymes do. They can break down diseased tissue and they can rebuild new tissue, as well as still destroy any cancer, viruses, bacteria. And that's what makes enzymes so absolutely vital. Not just in the foods that we're giving, in the raw juices and stuff, which are loaded with enzymes, but even the massive amounts of supplemental enzymes that we're giving.
Well, there's obviously someone that understands enzymes and has a passion for them as much as I do, and I'm humbled and proud that you've chosen to use our enzymes, and like I said, that's really what brought us so close together, Doc, and I really appreciate your time and your giving up your knowledge like you always do on these calls and other things that we do. So talk very briefly about your event this weekend. I know it was an event that I was going to do with you due to unforeseen circumstances. I'm not going to be there, but it's going to be a fantastic event. You were asked to speak, and it's going to be at there in Anchorage, Alaska. Give some information where everyone can go and learn a little bit more about that, or promote anybody they know up there to get there.
Yeah, we're going to be lecturing at the University of Alaska Anchorage this coming Saturday, the 17th, at 11 a.m. in the Student Union North-South Cafeteria. It's the Student Union in the North-South Cafeteria at the University of Alaska Anchorage this Saturday, the 17th, at 11 a.m. sharp. If they want to pre-register for the event, it's $20 to pre-register. They can call us at 715-299-5070. Again, that's 715-299-5070. They can pre-register for $20 at the door for that event. And at the door, it's going to be $25. But at this lecture, I'm going to be going into the history, the politics, behind the Gerson therapy, and then I go deep into the therapy itself, and by the time you leave that event, you will clearly have an understanding as to how we're reversing advanced terminal disease and how you need what you need to do to prevent it. So if there's anybody listening that has relatives in the Alaska area, please give them a call. Let them know we're going to be at the University of Alaska Anchorage on Saturday.
And folks, I can tell you, because I've spoken with Dr. Vickers at various different events, if you ever get an opportunity, make sure that you get to one of his events. I'm sickened that I'm not going to be able to be there to speak with you, but folks, take advantage of this opportunity. He's been there for the past 10 days, and you've been interviewed on some of the biggest radio and TV networks in all of Alaska. So, you know, it's going to be a huge success, and I just am so appreciative that you take the time to be on our call tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, in closing, folks, there are a couple of things that I want to touch on real quickly. First and foremost is as a recap, omega-3 fatty acids should be consumed by every person every single day. In fact, we have a on our brochure, on the very back of our brochure, if you've ever seen it, it asks a question of, I need essential fatty acids, if. And in that section, folks, listen to this. If you don't consume at least fish once, twice, three times every single week minimum, you need essential fatty acids. If you struggle with cholesterol, HDL, LDL levels, anything like that, you need good krill essential fatty acids, especially omega-3s. If you have trouble with concentration and or memory retention, if you need additional blood sugar support, often people don't realize the direct correlation and the direct ties between blood sugar levels and true fatty acid content. Broken down fats, say fatty acids, are vitally important for true blood sugar control. Strengthens eyes, heart, liver function. If you need help or assistance with PMS relief, mood support, additional joint, essential fatty acids are vital for joint support and joint health, skin. When I have a client comes in or any of my professional athletes, one of the first things I do is I look at their lips. If they have dry lips, I can almost always tell that they either don't get enough essential fatty acids or they're not breaking those fats that they're consuming down into a usable, burnable form of fatty acids. So it's either a fatty acid deficiency and or a fat digesting enzyme deficiency. So we usually address that with the krill oil and an intake of good enzyme digesting fats. There's just so much research behind it. I can't reiterate it enough. It is that important and that vital that it is become one of those products that we suggest and support and promote. Here again, whether you get it from us or from someone else, a good pharmaceutical grade. Now that's key. Okay, pharmaceutical grade krill oil is what you want to look for. I don't think you're going to find it any less expensive than what you get it from ours. Plus, we address all of the enzyme needs and everything else. So what we're doing as a special for this and as a special in regards to the how much emphasis we want to put on the importance of omega-3 fatty acids, specifically krill, is we're going to do what we haven't ever done before for our essential fatty acids. We actually had an introductory offer when we launched the product over a year ago that allowed the product at about a 20% discount. Well, we're actually going to do more than that. We're going to do buy two, get one free. So it's basically a 33% discount. It's only going to be a 48-hour special. There's no calling it 49 hours and trying to beg us into the special. It's 48 hours and that is it. Buy two. So listen very clearly. When you go into the shopping cart at corehealthproducts.com, you order your essential fatty acids. Put two or more into your cart. Every time there's two in the cart, we will automatically add one when it is shipped. You will not see it in the cart. You're simply going to purchase and pay for two of them or four of them or six of them or however many you want. And for every two, we'll add one in for free. We've got a lot of people that are using that free one as samples for friends and family members because you don't have that fishy smell, that fishy taste. The antioxidant value is there, the value for joint health and all those other things. So please take advantage of this. It is that important to your overall health. It really is. Omega-3s are needed every single day for us to balance out the high intake of the sixes and the nines and cholesterol and trans fats and all those other bad fats that we're consuming. The coupon code that you want to put in there as you're going through the ordering process, in the coupon code section, you're simply going to put EFA for essential fatty acids. Just EFA, put it in the coupon code, put however many you want in your cart, and we'll throw a free one in for every two that you purchase. So I hope that covers everything. Dr. Vickers, thank you so much for your time on the call tonight. Any last words from you? Liz, how about you?
I was just going to say it once more. Krill a day keeps the other pills away.
I love that. We're going to have to start using that. Yeah, that's a good one. And that is true. There's absolutely no need to be taking other fish oils and things like that. We get adequate, in fact, as Dr. Mercola and some of the top experts are saying, that imbalance of even good fats like that is turning to cholesterol without the proper adequate levels of the omega-3. So they're touting and promoting, and so much research is showing that omega-3 fatty acids are vital to those with Alzheimer's and ADHD and mental clarity and PMS, cholesterol, so many of the things, blood sugar levels. Folks, we can't reiterate it enough. Make sure you get it from either a health food store or us or somewhere. Make omega-3 fatty acids from krill oil, pharmaceutical-grade krill oil, a part of your everyday regime. So, Liz, last word from you.
That is it. I think you covered everything.
Well, I'm glad we did. Folks, thank you so much. Even with the technical difficulties, we ended up with a great number of you back on the call. It is recorded, so it will be up there probably by tomorrow. We always appreciate your support. As a shameless plug for our Facebook page, please check it out and like it. Don't just look at it. Like it if you would, please. Facebook.com/CoreHealthProducts. And our website, we have a great knowledge center on there. The magazine, that's what I forgot. We have just launched a magazine, folks, that you can download on our website. That magazine is in a PDF form. It's interactive. It allows you so many different things, so much information on alkaline water, pH, studies on alkaline water, so much on it. And the secret that I'm going to let out of the bag is that magazine is actually going to be an actual app that can be downloaded and put on your iPhone, on your Droid, on your tablet, whatever. It's going to be a very interactive app that will have push notification. It will be updated with all of our events, where they are, what we're doing, new research. But go to the website, take a look. It's right on the front page there, our new magazine called Core Living. So, folks, thank you all for your support. We hope that you all have a great day, and look forward to talking with you again soon. God bless, and we will talk soon. Have a good night. Goodbye.